Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Determining the shelf life of food can be a confusing process because not only are you using your senses to examine the smell, the taste and the appearance, but you're also trying to understand the labelling set out by the manufacturer or whoever packaged it, which could be a use by or a best before or even a sell by date. But what do all of those mean? And joining me from our Cork studio to explain it all is Agnes Boucher-Hayes, home economist and lecturer at TUS Midwest. Agnes, good to talk to you.
Morning, Claire. How are you? Sunny Cork.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it wasn't so sunny here this morning. Listen, I feel as though we're all a bit complacent and lazy and we've lost our skills. You know, why do we need a manufacturer or a packager to tell us whether a carrot is usable or not?
Well, OK, so first and foremost, Claire, there's a lot of manufacturers go into an awful lot of expense to make sure that the food that they are presenting doesn't cause harm or hurt the public. So that's what the shelf life is there for. Now, there's two ways. So the shelf life is the time, this is the time period during which the food maintains acceptable and desirable characteristics. And there's two things this is related to: food safety and the quality of the food. So if you want to make an informed decision as a consumer, this is information you can use. Mm-hmm. Now, this comes into, so what it says in the legislation is there's a minimum date of durability, which is the best before date, which is a guidance beyond which you can use the product. However, you will also see on packets, the other thing you will see that is required by legislation is the use by date, beyond which it is not safe to consume that product if it has been held in a particular, then that's considering. So, for example, if you buy something in the supermarket and you leave it in the car and the very hot, sunny weather we had, you know, that doesn't take that into account. It takes it into account when it's been held at the proper temperature and in the correct storage. Now, manufacturers will go to a lot of trouble to make sure that they get this right, because the last thing a manufacturer wants is somebody coming back saying, I got sick from your product, or having a product recall, Claire, from the Food Safety Authority.
Yeah, and that's fine with those type of products. But I think that we have sort of pushed the envelope a little bit and become over-reliant when we're putting use-by dates on vegetables.
Well, now, we don't have to put use-by dates on vegetables, you see. We don't have to put a minimum date of durability at all. So we neither have to have a best before or a use by date on any vegetable that is not pre-prepared, because we haven't changed any of the factors, intrinsic or extrinsic, with regards to that product. So that means that the carrot or the potato is in the state that it would be in normally. And you are, as a consumer and as an informed consumer, you can make an informed decision. However, if I take that potato and I cut it and I change some of its factors, so I peel it and I put it in ready for, you know, the way you can buy the pre-packed potatoes for chips?
Yes.
I've changed a lot of the factors that will affect it both internally and then changing the packaging. So therefore, as a manufacturer, I have a responsibility to put a use-by date or a best before, whichever I have deemed necessary on that. So when it comes to, for example, buying carrots loose, or there's a list of products that you can buy that don't have any of these, and vegetables are among those, as well as sugar, salt, vinegar, some bakery products, beverages containing more than 10% of alcohol. So there are certain things that we don't have to have on it. However, what I suppose multiples were doing was putting a minimum date of durability on something for their own stock rotation or for their own information or to give more information to a consumer.
Mm-hmm. And that's when it ends up in the bin, and it doesn't really need to end up in the bin.
Exactly. So now we've got the push-pull between food waste and being an informed consumer. Now, 68%, the Environmental Protection Agency did a study recently, and they stated that, you know, they were looking at behaviours of consumers, and they said that 68% of consumers use by dates. Now, my worry there isn't that 68% use it, it's that 32% don't. So what are they doing? So they may well be using their own informed decision at home. However, a manufacturer cannot do that. Can you imagine if we didn't have a use by date on milk, and if you went and you find the milk is gone off? You know, consumers don't want that in this day and age. You know, people have moved beyond that.
Well, you're talking about if you buy sour milk, you wouldn't be happy about it.
Well, if you buy sour milk, or if you bought milk today and it was gone off tomorrow, you wouldn't be. So when you go to the shelf and you can see, I know myself, I go and my favourite milk date to see is May on the milk. You know, when we see May on the milk in our, in my industry, we go, that's a nice time of year. Mm-hmm. So, you know, but, you know, then I can get a couple of days out of it. I know how much time I can. And if I go beyond that, that's up to myself at home. But the manufacturer has, you know, maintained what needs to be done in regulation.
So just to put it simply, when it comes to a best before date, you can chance it if you fancy chancing it beyond the best before date.
The best,
use by, that's
use
a red
by
line.
Don't. Yeah, use by is microbiological. And therefore, you may actually be causing harm to, you know, if that it's usually used by are on highly perishable foods or foods that have particular bacteria in them. Now, so it's and after a period of time that this food is likely to cause harm.
And who makes that decision, whether that, it needs to be best before or used by?
There is, well, that's made by the manufacturer and they will look, I mean, this is a very considered decision made by the manufacturers and it's done during the product development time, you know, when somebody is developing the product and it's measured from the time the food goes into the packaging to the time that it comes out. Now, one of the things that you might notice is, for example, if you buy a jam, you would say, I open the, you know, I buy jam. Jam is full of sugar. It's fully preserved. It's gorgeous. It's lovely. But you will notice on the bottom of the jam, at the back of the package, it will have use within 3 weeks or consume within 3 weeks of opening.
I don't mind that. I don't pay any attention
But the manufacturer has to put that there. So once the once you've opened the package and you've changed the conditions inside in the jam jar, you've now the manufacturer now said it's. And that is usually to do with the quality of the product there.
Yeah,
and
but unless it has green fur on it.
Well, you can take, well, I wasn't saying that. I'm not going to say any more, Claire. What I do in my own house is my own business.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm saying no more.
But you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I mean, it
I
might
do.
Have degraded a little bit, but unless it's awful, you
and
can
that's
use
where
it.
The consumer and the person at home, I know myself, I chance it. I'll take the, you know, bit of, if because I've maybe, if I've used a knife to butter something and then I've used that in the jam, I've actually contaminated the jam. That's my fault.
Yeah.
But the manufacturer has taken every due care and step to keep me as the consumer safe.
Mm-hmm.
So
would you take the fur off now and use it?
I can't tell you that, Claire, in the national radio. You know this.
You would. I know you would.
Of course I would. Of course I would.
I wouldn't
and
actually.
I'd use it
I wouldn't
in
go
a sauce.
I wouldn't go that far.
Well,
I wouldn't
use the furry bit, but
no,
I'd use the rest of it.
See, I'd be afraid that the furry bit had invisible bits further down the jar.
Well, if you would actually, sometimes if it's gotten where you can actually see the furry bits further down, then yeah, I would take that off. But if you take a good bit off the top, you know, we can't say that. But, you know, that's me making an informed decision in my own home about what I'm going to consume myself.
And that's where we come to this whole discussion around food waste and the fact that supermarkets are looking at removing some of these labels from food products.
Well, they didn't need to be there for the consumer to begin with. On the products they're taking off, that was already there isn't a change to the legislation with regards to that, but what the multiples, and I'm taking, you know, I'm taking the positive side, what the multiples had been doing was putting best before or use by dates on loose potatoes purely to give the consumer information, but they were never necessary to begin with. However, on like the pre-prepared pineapple or melon, you have to have a use by date on that, a minimum date of durability on that. And again, if it's a minimum date of durability, so such as a best before, that's got to do with the quality and some of the sensory aspects, the aroma, the taste, the flavour. If there's been any change with regards to the vitamin content within the food, that's the best before. But when a food, so it's a guidance and you can eat it afterwards and it can be sold beyond its best before date. You can buy, but you're making that decision yourself.
Mm-hmm.
However, a use by date cannot be sold beyond that.
Okay, and the manufacturer has to tell us how we should store the product.
Yeah, so once you've opened the product, it's usually, if it's a use by, it will actually tell you that, you know, it will tell you how to store the product. So for example, even Claire, this is a little bit of an ambiguous one, but if you buy a sandwich in a deli counter, that's considered a non-pre-packed or a loose food, and that doesn't have to have a minimum date of durability. However, the manufacturer has to give you a guideline as to when and how that food should be consumed. Mm. So it usually says consume on the date of purchase.
Emmett wants to know about meat and fish.
Mm-hmm.
Is meat and fish safe to eat on the day of use by? I'm always nervous with chicken and fish especially.
Yes, absolutely, because there is, and I don't want to confuse people or give people false hope, Claire, but there is a, you know, there is a margin of error, because declaring all of these, if Emmett has brought home his fish and he has held it on ice and done everything that you're supposed to do, it's been on ice in the fishmongers and everything is perfect, absolutely up to the date, the use by date, that fish is safe. But beyond that, I wouldn't do it. Best before, absolutely. But what you can also do is he could make a fish pie, change how the fish is. So you've cooked it, so you've changed it intrinsically. The chemical composition of the food has changed, and you can freeze that then, and then you have a little bit more wiggle room on that. And that's what I would do. I would generally freeze things. But remember, when you reconstitute the food, if the chicken hasn't been cooked and it's been frozen, it has to be cooked on that date, because we don't gain anything. We just hold it, at that date. We don't gain any shelf life.
I'm sure plenty of people have had this experience where they buy chicken fillets, you open it before the use-by date and it stinks.
Yeah, well, you see, the thing is that in that product, it could be, I'm not answering, it could be gas flushed, so you will get a smell. But if you wash the chicken fillet, or just rub it with kitchen paper and put it into a container, like a plastic container or a glass container, or into plastic bags, and put it into the fridge or the freezer, that's fine. But yeah, sometimes that gas flushing can give you can get a bit of a whiff. Now, that doesn't mean it's gone off.
Oh my goodness, this listener had steak in the fridge. The date was the 12th of August. I used it on Monday, just gone. It was perfect. It was pre-packed. I used it to make a stew. It was gorgeous. Do you support that? Do you endorse that message?
Do I endorse that message? I am saying no. I would say that's one now I'd ring the Food Safety Authority of Ireland on. Yeah. I'd ask their opinion, because they know better than I do.
We've the steak eaten before they've answered the phone.
Yeah. But I have to be fair to give, because there has been an awful lot of chat about this in the news and in news bits recently. But you can always, if you're in any doubt at any point, the Food Safety Authority, they will ring you back. Now, put the steak maybe into the freezer, but they will ring you back. They are very good.
Agnes, thanks so much. Great to talk to you again. Agnes Boucher-Hayes, we'll take a break.
Okay, thank you.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.